Psalm 68, this is one of the longer psalms in the book. It goes 35 verses. Let's hear it. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let those also who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds, by his name Yah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy habitation. God sets the solitary in families, he brings out those who are bound into prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped rain at the presence of God. Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. You, O God, sent a plentiful rain whereby you confirmed your inheritance. When it was weary, your congregation dwelt in it. You, O God, provided from your goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those who proclaimed it. Kings of armies flee. They flee. And she who remains at home divides the spoil. Though you lie down among the sheepfolds, you will be like the wings of a dove covered with silver and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Zalmon. A mount of God is the mountain of Bashan, a mountain of many peaks is the mountain of Bashan. Why do you fume with envy, you mountains of many peaks? This is the mountain which God desires to dwell in. Yes, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of thousands. The Lord is among them as in Sinai, in the holy place. You have ascended on high. You have led captivity captive. You have received gifts among men, even from the rebellious, that the Lord God might dwell there. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation, Selah. Our God is the God of salvation, and to God the Lord belong escapes from death. But God will wound the head of his enemies, the hairy scalp of the one who still goes on in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring back from Bashan, I will bring them back from the depths of the sea, that your foot may crush them in blood, and the tongues of your dogs may have their portion from your enemies. They've seen your procession, O God, the procession of my God, my King, into the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after. Among them were the maidens playing timbrels. Bless God in the congregations, the Lord from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin, their leader, the princes of Judah and their company, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Your God has commanded your strength. Strengthen, O God, what you have done for us. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings will bring gifts to you. Rebuke the beasts of the reeds, the herd of bulls with the calves of the people, till everyone submits himself with pieces of silver. Scatter the peoples who delight in war. Envoys will come out of Egypt. Ethiopia will quickly stretch out her hands to God. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises to the Lord, Selah. To him who rides on the heaven of heavens, which were of old, indeed he sends out his voice, a mighty voice. Ascribe strength to God, his excellence is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, you are more awesome than your holy places. The God of Israel is he who gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. Well, this is a long psalm, and as usual, we have the irony that a long psalm because of the length of time it takes to read, and because of the length of the psalm itself, has less attention given to its particular little parts. There is much here. I have a friend in Jesus Christ who has a Doctor of Theology degree who did his doctoral dissertation on just this psalm. There's plenty here. I was reading some commentaries preparing for the meditation and saw that historically this psalm has been used by the godly in wartime often as not. Why, it was a favorite, for example, of Charlemagne, and used by his troops when they would be going against pagan tribes. It was used by, often, the Huguenot forces in France when they were embattled by Romanists. It was used by the New Model Army under Cromwell. There's a lot of use of it here, particularly in the first couple of verses. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let those also who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Well, in these first couple of verses, perhaps the third as well, but let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, yes, let them rejoice exceedingly, we have an introduction to this psalm. And we have here a prayer that God would indeed scatter and defeat his enemies, those who war against his people, those who war against his church, those who war against his word, those who war against his Christ, those who war against him. It is a mercy to the people of God, it is a mark of his kindness that he goes out and destroys those who are his enemies. And of course, some of them are destroyed as enemies by conversion. A great enemy of the people of God was Saul of Tarsus. His destructiveness was ended. His rebellion was destroyed, but by conversion. And often that happens. But we also see God's mercy to his people in the destruction of his and their enemies by their actual conquest and destruction. And so that's the introduction here. The next few verses, verses either 3 to 10 or 4 to 10, are praise to God for his deliverance, his current deliverance. We see that there in verses 4, 5, and 6. We see praise to God because of what he is doing right now. And then the psalmist, David, is led to look back in verses 7 through 10, at God's deliverance of his people from Egypt and to the promised land. That was where God already was the people's God. I am the Lord thy God. Therefore, because of this, do these commandments. The Ten Commandments were never phrased, I will be your God if you do these things. No, do these things because I am your God. And you are my people. In verses 11 through 32, there's praise for deliverance after the people had come into the land. This goes through from God's deliverance from their own idolatry, God's deliverance from enemies in and around the land, particularly the Philistines. David would have much experience with that, of course. But it is looking forward as well. It looks not only backwards, but forward, and looks forward a long time. For we see here the Lord talking through here about God, about Jesus' ascension into heaven. We see that in verses 17 and 18. We see looking back at Sinai in verse 17 and immediately going forward to Christ's triumph, where he has fulfilled all the law for his people, and then having resurrected from the dead, is ascending on high with Satan as captive and giving gifts to men. The New Testament takes this verse and specifically applies it to the Lord Jesus' ascension. And what happened was, as he ascended, we know, it was shortly afterward that the Holy Spirit came down bringing these gifts to men. We see then further the spreading of the gospel here when we're talking about not only the wounding of the head of the enemies, but we see there the procession going forth, the procession of the people of God. A number of tribes are mentioned there, but we see these people from other lands coming in, represented by their kings. We see that in verses 28 through 31. Actually, the end of all that is at verse 32. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth, O sing praises to the Lord. We have then a conclusion to it all in the last three verses, verses 33 through 35. It's an ascription of praise to him who rides on the heaven of heavens, which were of old. Indeed, he sends out his voice, a mighty voice. Ascribe strength to God. His excellence is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, you are more awesome than your holy places. The God of Israel is he who gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. His strength in Jesus Christ is our strength. His power is given over to us. All this is praiseworthy. All this is thankworthy. All this is ours in and through Jesus Christ. Well, let us sing of his triumph, particularly in the coming of the nations to adore him through Jesus Christ, as we sing from Psalm 68 using portion D.